Hello, and welcome to another episode of I'm your host, and I'm recording this off of my phone, so if the audio quality is not as good, that's why. I thought about bringing my, actual, regular microphone with me, but then I forgot to put it in my little basket before I left. So, yeah. And then I thought about it, and I was like, there's already a bunch of other stuff in there. Do I really, is it really gonna, I don't know. It really doesn't matter if the quality isn't. I mean, this mic quality is, from what I remember, is still fine. I found I believe it's the carburetor from a piece that shattered because I was a fucking idiot and forgot that I had it wrapped in my blanket. And then I picked up my blanket, and then there was glass everywhere. So, R.A.P. But, there's a little bit of weed still in this thing that I just found. Is it any good? No, it's going to be stale as fuck. But, I'm interested to know what that is like. Because there's still some greens. It's mostly ash. I guess they're not really greens anymore. It's now more like browns. So my life has been happening, whether I like it or not. Most recent fun news is that I bought a PS4. Some old, not so fun news is that I am no longer friends with someone who I was friends with since we were kids. So, yeah. Not gonna get into it because I don't really want to put any energy into it because I don't really give a shit at this point. Part of growing up, unfortunately, is sometimes realizing that people that you really fucked with at one point aren't the best. That's all I'll say on it. Let's smoke this old ass weed, shall we? Okay. Not. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Is it effective at all? I don't actually know logistics on that kind of shit, so I'm going to say probably. Yeah, I bought a PS4, but now I want to start paying for my own internet because I am sick and fucking tired of this bullshit that my parents have. I just want to get Xfinity. I know it's Comcast. Blah, 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 blah. I don't give a shit. All right? It's the only good internet option that we have. And, you know, if I'm paying for it, you know, it's like, whatever. I'm not going to, you know, if they don't want to pay for it, whatever. But, like, I am going to be paying for it. It's like $50 a month for internet that is 4 times as fast as what we currently have. Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I bought a PS4. I love having a real gaming system. I feel like I went from a guy who enjoys playing video games to gamer. I'm not full gamer yet, but, like, I'm on my way to become a gamer. EA. Challenge everything. You know? Yeah, so I've been having a lot of fun. Right. I got it secondhand. I got it from this place in DeKalb called There's Fun in Store. Used to be called, and before that, it was a kind of wish they'd stuck with or changed it to something that is just like There's Fun in Store. Like, what? Let's go to There's Fun in Store. I'm gonna go to There's Fun in Store. Like, that doesn't. I'm gonna go to the There's Fun in Store. I guess I don't say I'm going to the Target. Going to. I don't know. It's a. I wouldn't have chosen the name, but, you know, I'll respect it. I'm not gonna fucking dead name the store, you know? Dead naming a store. Oh my god. That is not that funny. I'm pretty sure that weed is hitting. So, that's fun. It's been in there for a while. Because it's been a while since I broke that bong. Okay. So, Yeah, I'm sitting out in the woods.
Right.
My story. So I had seen the PS4. It was a PS4 Slim, and I had seen it because I'd been to the respondent store, and they'd had the PS4 Slim for a while, and I was like, okay, maybe I want to buy that. I don't know, because like nowhere in stores is selling PS4s anywhere near me. I can't even get any. I can get a Switch in town, but I'm holding out for the Switch OLED being restocked. So I figured in the meantime I would just buy a PS4 because I still want a new gaming experience. I want to be able to buy. There's a lot of games that are on the PS4 that I want to play, such as two of the ones that I got. But I will get to that in a sec. So I had seen it there, and it was kind of pricey. It was like $283, and I was like, ah, that's not that much cheaper than just buying it new, you know? And like it didn't seem like it came with controllers, so I thought it was just the console. So I was like, ah, then I gotta also buy controllers, and that's gonna be another like, fucking $60 or whatever. And I heard some gamer dudes look at the console like, oh man, these are really overpriced. Like this is crazy. I would charge like $250 at most for that. And I was like, yeesh. So I left. I think I can't remember what I bought. I'm pretty sure I bought something. Oh, that was when I bought. That's right. I got Flux and the Flux Dice, which was very fun because I did not have the Flux base game. I have four of the expansions. I have the Zombie Flux, Monster, Cthulhu, and Cartoon Network. Because, I didn't have the base game though, so I figured I would buy that. And then I also saw the dice, and I was like, the dice could be cool, so I bought the dice and the thing. And then, I left and whatever. Oh, and I also got a memory card for the PS2. 256 megabytes or whatever the fuck. Just way more than I'll ever need, but hey. As the chick checking me out, not like eyeing me, but at the cashier. I could probably fit the whole PS2 library on that thing and still have room. So, that's fun. Still gotta move files around, but I have been too busy playing the PS4. I need to continue this story. Right. So I didn't get the console that day, but I still really wanted it. And so a few days later, I think, I don't remember the exact timeline, but on a later day, I was like, okay. I want to see if I can get a PS4 in stores anywhere, because it's not gonna be that much more than just getting it there. And I would get a controller and I'd get all the stuff and I would, 100. It would be new and everything and whatever. Walmart in town didn't have it. Target didn't have it. GameStop didn't have it. And I was like, okay, fuck. And I didn't even bother going to the Walmart IndieCal because they were selling PS5s, and I'm like, I doubt that if they're selling a PS, if they have a PS5 on display, I really doubt they're selling PS4s, you know? So then I was like, all right. I'll get the one at There's Fun in Store. So we went back, and I got it. I picked up, and along with it, I also got, because I picked up, because I, okay, yeah, because I wanted to look at what games they had, because I was like, I don't want to just buy a console, I want to get a game. And then I ended up getting three. I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, and then I also got Control and the Nathan Drake collection. I was really hoping I could get Until Dawn or Detroit Become Human, but neither of them were there, so I was unable to, but that's fine. And I want to get Last of Us and the Spider. I want to get Spider-Man PS4 and also Spider-Man Miles Morales, but when I see them, I'll get them. Because I liked, I prefer buying physical games. I know it's a little bit more convenient to have them already on your console so you can just flip through them, but then they're taking up space and it's just I don't know. I like having physical media, and I'm not gonna buy a game twice, so I'd rather just it's not that difficult. It's not that much of like a hassle to just swap out a disc. I don't even gotta wait for a disc tray to open. I just shove it and it, goes in. That's what he said. So I got those games, and I went up to the guy at the desk, at the cashier, at the at the guy at the cashier, the guy at the cash register, and I was like, I would like to buy your PS4 Slim. And he was like, okay, cool. So he goes over to the case, glass cabinet with two doors, and he opens the door on the right, and it was behind the door on the left. He opens the door on the right and reaches his arm behind the other door to point at the console, and is like, that one, right? And I was like, yeah. And then he picked it up and, like, had to kind of, like, he, like, bumped it a little bit as he was, like, trying to pick it up with one hand and maneuver it out the other door. I don't know if the left door just wasn't working or if he was just having a day. I don't know. Either way, got the console. But then he opened up the bottom of the cabinet, and this man starts going through little Tupperware. Not Tupperware, but, like, the little plastic bins with lids. Kind of like Tupperware, but, like, for storing things that isn't food. You know, the bigger, I don't need to explain plastic tubs to you. Wow, there's a lot of mushrooms on that tree. Anyway, he pulls out the one for the PS4. The other one's one, and it's like in a Ziploc bag. It has the, all like the cables, but also a controller. And I'm like, oh, it comes with a controller? And he was like, yeah, all our consoles do. And they're all, like, first party. And I was like, oh, I did not know that. That makes me a lot more comfortable with this price. Okay, cool. So I got that, got the games, got home, plugged it into the TV downstairs, fucked around a little bit, took it up into my room, plugged it into my TV, and realized that I might want to buy a new TV with my next paycheck. And by might, I mean absolutely. Because Jesus Christ, it's impossible to read some text. And, like, control, I can't read half the fucking text. And it just looks like shit, because the TV is old as fuck, and I have to put it through a converter to take it from HDMI to AV, which is fun. So now I need to find a TV that is, like, the same size as mine and has HDMI and AV hookups. So, but even with a TV my size, like, a good third of the, like, front of my TV is speaker. So, yeah, so it squishes everything. And even though I changed the screen fill on the console settings, Tony Hawk still overfills. So, don't know how to fix that. I didn't really notice until the skate letters that I collected were, like, barely on screen. So, that was fun. Yeah, I really don't like my job. I really want to quit, but I don't have another job to replace it. So I'm just kind of stuck. Which sucks, but it's not like a, oh my god, I fucking hate my job, I'm miserable. Some days are absolute hell. But days like today, I had 6 rooms and I was gone like a little bit before noon 30, you know? Those days are few and far between, and I'm happy about that, because while it's nice to have a really short day, that also means I'm making not a lot of money for that day. And I've gotten used to, like, $700+ paychecks. And, so, I just, I don't know how comfortable I am with getting less than that. You know, getting, like, low 600. Ooh. I don't know about that. Oh, I need to grind this down. I don't need to. I haven't just put... You know what? Let me put... I feel like this wheat is getting stale. I don't know how good of a container this container is. I'm just gonna put hand-broken down shit in. It definitely wasn't this, like... dry, I guess? When I got it. Still smokes fine, so it doesn't really matter, but it's just interesting. Ah, fuck. Fuck, dude, it isn't even that fucking windy, and yet this flame is, like, going at a goddamn 90-degree angle. Shit. Nah, it still tastes really good though. So the water bottle that I currently have, that I'm now going to use for my bike, because it actually fits in the thing and doesn't weigh down the thing onto my wheel, is the water bottle that I bought for Jesse's birthday party as part of my fit, which I'm also wearing the crop top because it's comfy. Bottle is covered in weed stickers that I got from the party. She said that Tracy bought a bunch of them from Amazon, and then they were on the table, and she was like, yep, I already took all the ones that I want, so anyone can feel free to grab, you know, whatever ones they want. And so, yeah. Covered this water bottle in them. And I only kind of washed it out. So it does still kind of taste like Fireball and Red Bull. But only very faintly. And only in like the first few drinks, it doesn't taste like it as much anymore. Which I guess is good. Can I use this thing as like a one-hitter? I don't know about that, actually. Maybe I shouldn't try that. Maybe I shouldn't try that. I don't know, just a thought. Yeah, I think the carburetor is the long stem. And then I don't know what the thing is. It's not called a bowl. I don't know. The second bong that I bought doesn't have the long stem. Also, the hole is much fucking bigger. I wonder if I... I wonder if I, like, cut off this, the stem part, if I could use this in my new bowl. Because the hole is smaller, and I like that. I don't know. I don't even know how to fucking do that, so... I think this is one of my favorite spots in Scare. It's a little bit off trail, but, I mean, technically not. It's just that the trail that goes under it is very narrow. It's a tree that fell over at some point, and it is really nice to sit on. And there's like a opening on the front that is like a ledge, and it's a very good natural seat. And I've come here several times. I haven't come here since today though, because my bike had a flat tire that I'm actually kind of scared is still not fully repaired, because it seemed a lot less filled when I got here. Not a lot less, but definitely less. I don't know, I guess I didn't really squeeze the tire before I left, but I don't know, man. I did at least find out that I'm a fucking idiot because my front wheel comes off really goddamn easily, and so all the times that I fucking was like, oh shit, if only I could take off my front wheel so I could put my bike in this person's car, yeah, I fucking could have. I just didn't realize it. Yeah, so my life's been alright. It's been kind of at a standstill, but, I mean, the least I can say is, you know, I'm working, making money, saving money, spending money, you know. I was talking to a guy a while ago. This is a while ago. This isn't really recent. Let me check real quick when the last time we chatted. Well, I guess the last time we chatted wasn't that long ago. 3 weeks. Wild. Yeah, it was a whole thing. I still want to... Not necessarily, like... I want to start over as friends with him and just be like, hey, I just like spending time with you. I like talking to you. I like just... hanging out, you know? Did I enjoy kissing him more than I've enjoyed kissing anyone else? I mean, I think that, you know, friends can kiss. I don't expect every friend of mine to want to kiss, but I think the concept of people kissing and just being friends is a thing because and I do it. I'm just going to end that sentence there. We do. I mean, the last time we hung out, we kissed 4 or so times. Not like making out, just like a quick little, like, because he wanted some of my drink. And so I was like, only if you kiss me. And he was like, okay. And then we kissed. Because I'm usually the one to initiate the kiss. He's done it before. He definitely has initiated the kiss before. Like that night with him and I, and he and I made out a shit ton in his kitchen. And like, I would say it was about 50-50 who was like initiating it. Anyway, so I think that the possibility of and I being friends but continuing to kiss, I don't expect to go any further than that. You know, I'm not saying, like, oh, we can just, like, be friends and we can, like, still, like, blow each other. Like, no. Because, honestly, kissing him felt, like, deeply, I felt it deep in me, how good it felt to kiss him. And to just embrace him in general felt incredible. And, you know, I don't think either of us are really in a place to start a relationship. I know that I for sure am not. And he... You know, because, okay, so essentially it was going good. Everything was going great. And then one day he was just like, hey, can I come? Can I, like, stop by and can we talk? And I was like, sure. The long and skinny of it, he said that, you know, I'm a really awesome person. We're, you know, really great. Love spending time with me, but we're just not a good fit. Now, he had previously told me that he tends to self-sabotage his relationships. So I don't know if that was him genuinely not thinking that we were a good fit, or if that was just him self-sabotaging. I don't know. And I don't know if I'll ever know, because I'm not gonna ask him, hey, were you self-sabotaging when you said that we weren't a good fit? Because, I don't know. I don't know. Like, if he brings it up, if he says it, like, I'll be like, you know, if he's like, oh, yeah, that was just me, I was self-sabotaging, or whatever, I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of figured, but I didn't want to say anything. You know, that type of shit. But I just really liked hanging out with him, and just, like, laying with him, and just, like, cuddling with him. I just want to continue to cuddle and kiss. I'm just kind of mad that he never tied me up, because we talked about it briefly, and, you know, I'm not going to get into detail. I'm not going to get into detail just in case he ends up listening to this, which if he does, hopefully we have agreed to be friends, and this isn't, like, super weird, and, you know. And if you do happen to stumble upon this before I even get the chance to say anything, hey. I kind of want to end it there. Let me just end this whole shit right here, because... Yeah.